Greetings and welcome to the Audio Tidbits Podcast Network. We hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome to How to Matter, where to matter makes a difference, and to make a difference matters. When my oldest daughter was maybe 7 or 8 years old, she was watching me one afternoon trying to fix the ceiling on our porch. We lived out in the country, and a couple of weeks before that, we had had a really, really high wind that had blown in under the roof to the porch and raised the whole thing up, 5 or 6 inches, and then summarily dropped it back down. The problem is, when it dropped it back down, it wasn't quite straight, and it was pretty well messed up. At any rate, I had been out there poking and prodding and working on it, maybe for an hour or 2 hours, was getting frustrated. The harder I tried, the worse it got. It's just one of those kinds of things. I suspect we've all been there, seen that, done it, experienced it, didn't like it. At any rate, my daughter comes over and she stands and watches maybe for, 5, 10 minutes. And she says, "Dad, I have an idea." I said, "Well, okay, that's a good thing. Ideas are a really good thing. What's your idea?" And she said, "I see that you're having a lot of trouble with that." And I said, "Yep, I seem to be having a lot of trouble with it." She says, "My idea is that you go in the house and call a professional and have him come fix this for you." I was pretty much taken aback and sort of went on past my first reaction. And then I said, "You know, I think you're absolutely right." And that's exactly what we did. We shut things down, put away the ladder, and I went inside, called a professional. He came and fixed the porch in about an hour and a half, and all was well. I think the conclusion was that sometimes it really is a good idea just to stop, take a deep breath, and call a professional. Now, is that good advice? Probably so. Do I necessarily follow it? Definitely not. For the past while now, I've been doing this podcast on a pretty regular basis. And I think that the presentation, the rhythm, the content has all been getting gradually better. Probably after a while, it will get to the point where it is really good. The ongoing problem, though, has been the audio. I have tried and tried, and for whatever reason, the audio seemed to get a little better, and then it would get a little worse, and then it would get a little better, and then it would get a little worse. It was kind of like it was when I was working on that porch of mine back all those years ago. The difference is that my oldest daughter is grown and doesn't come back around to remind me, "Dad, I think you might go inside, get on the phone, and call a professional and have him come fix this." Unfortunately, that doesn't happen, didn't happen. So what do I do? Do I, now that I think about it, call a professional? I can tell you for sure that I am getting pretty close. I've changed wires. I've connected and disconnected. I've changed microphones. I've done everything I can think of to get the audio so it sounds at least adequate, at least satisfactory. And, of course, the goal is for it to sound really good. I'm sure that you deserve that, and I hope to be able to provide that for you when you listen. But today, I got to looking at the audio setup and made one observation, that there was a possibility that I was making this way too complicated. So I went back to the basics, almost back to where I started, not quite, and changed things in a way that is a kind of a repeat of the way they used to be, with only a couple of improvements or enhancements. At least I hope they are improvements or enhancements. To the extent that the process works, I think the conclusion is that sometimes we can keep working on a problem, keep poking on it, keep trying to figure it out, and the process of doing that makes things increasingly complicated, makes our approach increasingly complicated, when what we really ought to do is to step back, take a deep breath, and think, am I making this too complicated? I think the only point is that I'd like to suggest that you give some thought to this kind of a notion. When things seem to be getting complicated, when they begin to get difficult, when whatever you do doesn't seem to work and, in fact, may seem to make things worse, step back and ask, what is the most simple way I could possibly do this? What is the simplest solution to my problem? What is the solution with the fewest moving parts, with the fewest decision points, with the fewest changes or modifications? How can I do this in the most simple, straightforward kind of way? I think you may discover, not always, but now and then, that the simplest explanation, the simplest strategy, the simplest approach really is the best. Thank you for joining me for this episode of How to Matter. I'm Dr. Gary Crow. If you would like to get in touch, my email is gac@drgarycrow.com. I am Dr. Gary Crow on Facebook and Twitter. My website is www.drgarycrow.com. You can subscribe to How to Matter on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, or on your favorite podcast player. I sure hope we have a chance to visit again soon.